When my father moved, I snatched up the small torn piece of white paper I'd seen trapped beneath his shoe. Once again, the adults in the room were overlooking the evidence right beneath their feet. All I could make out was a funny code written in red ink. GYQ392. As a policeman, I knew my father would take a glance at it. A good cop never ignores evidence, but he'd also pat my head and tell me to go outside and wait until he was done. It's hard to explain how I first knew there was something unusual about my house. I guess if I had to describe it, I'd say it was like the feeling you get when the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. But it was more than that. It was a presence. I could feel it almost every time I was in the house. At first, I ignored it, convinced that it was simply my overactive imagination, but before long, I couldn't ignore what was right in front of me. My new house was haunted. As the baby boom generation ages, diseases once thought to be the unavoidable consequence of aging are receiving increased attention. In studies of patients with fractures due to osteoporosis, researchers have uncovered a strong correlation between the amount of vitamin K1 circulating in the blood and the severity of the fractures. The lower the participant's blood level of circulating vitamin K1, the more severe their fractures tended to be. I'm Yuande George. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your time today.